responsible for the only thing that I can do. Love you. Not a double, or times two, or squared, but with the strength of an army of 3,000 heartbeats and 200 liters of blood, that wanting to give you more than it has gives you everything that it is. Day one without you. I miss you so much that it's still yesterday on my watch. OMG. I hate, almost like I love. I hate that it rains, and that the sun evaporates the puddles, and the heat dries off my body without leaving room for the cold. I hate to feed myself on the remains of everything that was. The moribund, the insatiable. They barely have a pulse, but they resonate like the living. I hate the cold. It's only an excuse to call out for your embrace. I hate crying without being able to tell you why. Like someone who masturbates alone and without ghosts. I hate sleeping from inertia and not from exhaustion. I hate my lack of participation in the face of brilliance. This inability of mine when trying to catch shooting stars and force them to stay, fighting off everything that might mean closeness because it might hurt me. I hate being able to choose my death while life appears and disappears when it freaking feels like it. I hate not recognizing myself when I revisit my past. I've formed a circuit that I reject and repeat. I hate so much that I don't know how to hate. I hate lots of things, but you, I couldn't hate. Because I hate almost like I love. And with you, I have always been about double or nothing. Like a ballad by Extremoduro. To live love as if it was a ballad by Extremoduro. To kiss bodies as if anywhere else there was only a precipice where something threatened to rip out our throats. As if they made us choose, like Montero, between her lips or life. To walk, putting a period after every footstep. To leave commas and final periods to tell it all. To forget, but not really. Just enough to turn bad feelings into memories. To cry until our tears run dry, and to laugh until they flow again. To die, believing in the resurrection. To revive, believing in death. To grow quiet, appreciating in silence another form of speaking. Accepting the sound of stillness. Embracing the beauty that the beating of a hushed heart retains. To think like someone who dreams, across a silenced pulse between desire and reality. To lose, and to lose you, loving you enough to be able to find you whenever you want to rest. To survive, knowing that yesterday will never return, tomorrow will never arrive, and today will always be. To touch the days as if we had 5 orgasms stored up in each hand. To fight flipping off all of those who don't know how to love. To write, like someone who knows that she will never have the last word, but for sure the only one. Day two without you. I don't get out of bed. You're still with me, so pretty, even though it's in my nightmares. This freaking divine miracle. I, who always blink when shooting stars go by, who cry seeing nightfall over the sea, or listening to Ludovico Einaudi, because I feel incapable of taking in so much beauty, and that fills me with sadness, who have a heart in pieces and a silence between my lips, who fear darkness more than monsters, who don't belong anywhere because I left my home to cohabit with my existence, and I have 1,000 bills, who don't trust the one who loves me in order not to break with my routine, who write because I can't stand my own noise, and everything else is adornment. I, who cure alcohol with my wounds, who never learn to be happy beyond myself, who find it impossible to look at another pair of eyes for more than 3 seconds because it terrifies me to be caught, who don't know how to lie, because I don't know when I am telling the truth.